Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a renter who wants to buy a home? Have you already started the home buying process? Either way, my experts can offer some money-saving advice. So tune in to my show, Chris Lyons, this fall on blogtalkradio.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be. Hello, hello. My name is Chris Lyon, and welcome to the Lyon's Den. This is not going to be a very long show. This is just an intro snippet of what to expect when we do have more time for guests and things to talk about. I'd like to thank you, first of all, for tuning in. And if you're listening via podcast or rebroadcast, thank you for listening as well. I just wanted to, again, reintroduce myself. My name is Chris Lyon. And I wanted to first explain, what is the Lyon's Den? A Lyon's Den is a place where lions live. My idea came from my last name because it's a little unique. And all of the different places I live, that's why I became a realtor. I live in the U.S. I was a realtor. I am now focusing on being a consultant. I would love to help people make the best decisions in finding a home, but if they're renting or buying or thinking about buying, or they're in a home and they'd like to sell, again, as a consultant, I don't offer any, specifics that you have to do. It's not a substitute for professional legal advice when you get in terms of escrow and title and things of that nature. I'm going to work with a lot of different people to assist in the home buying process or renting process, but I don't specifically endorse anything that is something that is again, at your choice as the consumer that you would consider to be something you want to pursue. But in the meantime, if you would like to be a guest on my show, if you have a business or a service related to real estate, I encourage you to go on my website and contact me about such things. We are planning for the month of August to focus on renters education. And August is a great time for a lot of people, especially those going off to college. People often relocate for school for their children or for children that are getting ready to be on their own. So August is a really great month when it starts to get cooler, and you can say, well, this is where we're going to be for the next 9 months for renting. It's a great time to get a nine-month lease. For those of you who are getting ready to buy, it's a good time to settle down for the winter and try to get some savings in or repair your credit or whatever your objectives are. My goal is to assist in that. Again, my series, this show will be about the home buying process, more simplified. It will also be focused on renters because some people never want to buy a home, and that's perfectly okay. The news now is tiny homes. I'm going to do some information on the show on that. I'm going to try to get a lot of educators, lenders, property managers, contractors, with a common sense approach to affordable housing or safe housing or just something that is to look out for as a scam. Again, if you would like to promote your business or service, please contact me. I would love to, again, assist you with that information. I also would like to hear from you as a consumer. So if you would like to call in and you're up this morning and it's super early, give me a call. The call-in number is 516-531-9586. If you don't want to call in, that's fine. This is just a promo, so we'll just continue on. Again, this show is to help you through the home buying or renting process. We're not endorsing any specific service. We're going to try to get as much information as we can. It does not substitute legal or professional advice. My shows, I'm hoping to have weekly. If you check out my website, there's a weekly blog that we did on what are the keys to buying a home. That is last month's patient series. This fall, my show will be my service to you. I think a lot of people want affordable housing, whether you can afford $1 million house or a $100,000 house. People want something that is affordable. I feel that there's pride in knowing that what you have is something that you can feel good about and that you can live in and call home. I think that a lot of people have preconceived notions about what to expect when they're looking for a home. Renters also have various expectations when wanting to buy a home or thinking they're going to rent a home. Catalogs and the for rent sign, they look pretty, and the idea is to get you to look. And there's more to the whole process than just saying, wow, that looks great, or wow, this isn't a great area. It's about making the best choices for you as a consumer, about saving you money. It's about feeling good about when you come home at night, the warm choice. I myself have lived in a lot of different places all over the world. I've lived in Europe. I've lived in the Pacific. I've been a renter, and I've been a college student, and I've bought a home. And I think of all the various scenarios that I've been through in those different types of situations. I would love to see a little more education with college students and high schoolers who are looking for a home. Again, a lot of people have their preconceived notions of what living in your own home is like, and it's not always the case. Housing is getting to be a premium for a lot of people. It is competitive. A lot of people don't understand the process of credit and financing. A lot of people don't understand the process of buying a home when it comes to appraisals and contracting. A lot of people just, like I said, we've got a materialistic world. I like to make things a little more realistic versus materialistic. So, again, our topic for the month of August will be renters education. I am trying to get people lined up for you who will talk about finding homes. They're going to talk about second chance renting, what to do if you've had really poor rental history and you want to try to get back on track with that. We're going to talk about long-term renting that will lead up to a home purchase. We're going to try to focus on rent-to-own programs, lease-purchase programs. A lot of different things. I'm just trying to get into the interest without giving up all of the information before the show actually occurs. If you would like to know more about me and the show and the home buying process and renting, if you want to relocate, give me a call. The number is 516-531-9586. And I'd love to hear from you. I am a social media person somewhat, so you can find me on Facebook. Chris Lyon is now casting. And, you know, I think that social media is important, but I also think that talking to people face-to-face, you know, tangible is probably a good way to go. We are so focused on the microwave society. What do you do when you want to go to something that you have to see and quite know what you're looking for, and you don't quite know what to look for, what to ask. Because we're so used to typing and not interacting with people. It's taken away a lot of the genuineness of living. A lot of good topics, I think, would be what to do if you have an interesting neighbor as a renter. It looks like we have a caller calling in, and let's see, this looks like it's coming in from New Jersey, so, hello, you're on the LSS. Hello, you're on the air, Chris.
Hi, I'm just listening. Trying to learn, that's
trying
it.
Well, thank you for calling in. Area code 201, is that New Jersey? Am I correct?
Yes.
Wow.
We have a lot of changes in real estate.
Oh, yes, it is. I've got family on the East Coast. A few of them live in New Jersey, and honestly, I don't understand how they afford it, or if they can afford it, how do they commute, you know, in and around the tri-state area. I'm thinking, gosh, I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's so busy on the East Coast.
Overpopulated.
It's crowded.
It's crowded. It's crowded. It's an understatement.
Taxes are incredibly high. Yeah.
They're constantly raising our taxes. The infrastructure can't take the population growth. And if you have investments in real estate, you're taking a hit right now.
You make a great point, and I would love to also touch on this season people who are investors, like your return of investment, what to do if you have a bad renter or a bad tenant.
I've been in that situation before.
Yeah. And a lot of people, unfortunately, you know, they think they're going to make a lot of money, and then you wind up spending more money. You're not really making a profit. That's frustrating as well. I think with this next quarter we're coming into business-wise, it's going to be real interesting. And like I said,
well,
I want to save people money.
Like I said, I'm trying to learn. I actually had probate proceedings, and, you know, it's kind of crazy how even in that situation, you know, the system actually takes the equity out of the case, out of the property. And it's done while people are trying to put their affairs in order. And that's even very complicated as well.
Yeah, it can be. And people like to cut corners, and unfortunately, you can't always do that when it comes to legal issues like that. It may be short-term, yeah, saved a few bucks in the long-term. You know, what is it costing you, or what is it costing the next person that's involved?
90 seconds.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We're down to our last 90 seconds.
You.
And if you want to check me out on Facebook, we can certainly connect, and I'd love to get more people who can assist you, like you said, with the home buying, renting, investing process. It'd
yeah,
be a good interaction for us to learn.
I actually have to get more information on that because I might have to buy a home that's been in my family like 4 years.
Yeah. And that's something to think about as well. It's definitely something I'd love to talk to you off mic about. But again, stay safe in New Jersey. Have a wonderful upcoming weekend. Thank you so
good
much
too.
For calling.
Thank you.
Well, again, thank you again. East Coast is a busy place to live, and it's expensive, as she mentioned. Let's focus on that this year. I'm running out of time. Thank you again. This is Chris Lyon in Alliance Den, and I look to see you next month.